Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Ribbit T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos, daf 65, talking about different things going out in the public domain. The Mishnah had said that a woman may go out into the public domain on Shabbos with a cotton wad in her ear, or on the sole of her shoe, or used as a sanitary pad. With regards to the first Sue, Rabbi Bar Yecheskel told a brisa that required the cotton to be securely fastened so that there is no concern that it might fall out and be carried. Rabbi Bar Channa assumed the same should be true of the cotton, but Rava explained that even if it does not fall out, a person will not pick it up since it is quite maneuverable, quite disgusting. The thing that we should remember is when we're walking around and when we're going out and about on Shabbos, we should be concerned to see what we're carrying and what is with us, especially when there's no air around. We should be concerned because then can become carrying, and we should have things on us that are only used for purposes. That's why the Gemara mentioned in the previous Daphim about watches and different things that you're carrying. If the watch doesn't work, then it's no use for it. It's not really a functional thing. Then really it's just an accessory and really not a thing that should be used, especially when there's no air. But if you use something that has a function like a watch that actually can tell the time, or your different things like you have a toothache or an earache, and you need something that's different. But if it falls out, then try not to pick it up and try not to hold it with you, because that would be considered carrying. Again, when we think about Shabbos, it's not just about constructive or destructive acts. We want to try to do things that are in line with the idea of resting on the day and relaxing on the day and understanding that there's real owning of the day and real menucha of the day, because that's what Hashem wants from us. Menucha v'simcha or la Yehudim, the song explains on Shabbos that we're supposed to have a restful, relaxing, upbringing existence and feeling over Shabbos, and we don't want to make sure that any of those things would happen to us throughout the sanctity of the day. So make sure that when you take things out, even if it's with an air, if it's things that are necessary, things that enhance Shabbos that are necessary for the Shabbos. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 66 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.